The first mission about Masechta on Baba Kama speaks about the Arba Ovis Nezikin, Hashor Va'abo, Va'amava, Va'hever. And the Mishnah identifies the differences between each one of these mazikim. But the Mishnah concludes, Hatzara Shovashabahen, the common denominator of all of the different mazikim are dak and lahazik. These are different animals or different situations that are prone to do damage. Shmirasan alecha, and you have the obligation to make sure that they shouldn't do damage. And there's a very fundamental question posed by the Achroinim, Rav Shimon Shkop, Rabbi Sazalman, the Eben HaEzel, what is the obligation, what is the reason a person is chayiv if his something that he owns does damage? Is it because the Torah obligates a person to watch his property, that it shouldn't do damage, and obviously that obligation could only be placed on something I owned? Nobody could say that I did something wrong for not watching something that doesn't belong to me. And therefore, if there is a situation that even though this is a situation that I don't own the object or the situation that caused damage, but since the Torah still put the obligation on me to watch this, the fact that I didn't properly watch it makes me obligated. And what would be the examples? The example would be if somebody, as our Mishnah discusses, if somebody dug a bor in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or if somebody lit a fire with a coal that doesn't belong to him. The pit doesn't belong to me. The fire doesn't belong to me. But since I dug that pit, or I uncovered that pit, since I lit that fire, I am now obligated to watch them because I created them. And if I didn't properly watch them and they did damage, I'm obligated. And there's another raya. The halacha is that if a shomer, if I was appointed to be a shomer over a specific item and I didn't watch it properly, and while it was in my care and I didn't watch it properly, the damage, I will be held responsible. But let's think about it. I don't own this item. It doesn't make a difference. If the chiv emanates from my chiv shmira, and now because I am the shomer of this item, I have the chiv shmira, therefore I'll be obligated to pay if something will happen. The same thing would be if I stole something, chas v'shalom, and while it was in my possession, it did damage. So it's not my item. It's a stolen item. But since I stole it, the Torah puts upon me the obligation to watch it. And once there's an obligation on me to watch it, if it does damage, I didn't watch it properly, I will be chayif. That's one approach. The other approach is that, as we discussed in our previous shiurim, the Torah places an obligation upon a person not to do damage. And just like the Torah says that I may not do damage and I have to make sure not to do damage, I also have to make sure that my property, that anything I own, doesn't do damage. So, we all know that the halacha, as we will discuss in our Masechta extensively, is that if somebody watched his property, his animal, the way he was supposed to watch it. And still something happened beyond his control and it did damage, he will be potter. He's not held responsible. So if we say that the chiv, when my animal or property does damage, is because I'm supposed to watch it. So here I watched it. So it's understandable why I wouldn't be chayiv. But if the chiv, explained the achroinim, is because I own this property, and if my, just like if I do damage, I'm chayiv. So too, if my property does damage, I'm chayiv. So why would I not be chayiv even though I watched it properly? So the way the Achronim explain, just like we find in the rest of the Torah, Oynus Rachmonei Patre, that if somebody is an Oynus, the Torah is lenient to him. Here too, we're going to have to say that if I watched my property properly and it still did damage, then the halacha is that I will be chai, that I will be potter, because I will be in the category of anonymous. The Achronim say that there are a number of nafkaminas between the two approaches that we that are being suggested in the chiyuv of Shor Hamazik or Memoinoi Hamazik. Well, Davina Ozel says, what would be the halacha if somebody was asked to watch somebody else's animal? And he did his job and he watched it properly. So, as we said, the Shomer can't be held responsible. He did a proper Shmirah. And if he did a proper Shmirah, he shouldn't be held responsible. But if we say that the reason you're chayiv, if your animal does damage, is because you are chayiv when you do damage. You are chayiv when your animal does damage. And as we said a moment ago, only reason you're potter if you did a proper shmira is because you're like an oynus. That's only if you did the shmira. But it could be if you didn't do the shmira, you can't be considered an oynus. So this question obviously is a very, very fundamental question in understanding many different concepts introduced in our Masechta. And the Achroinim, they bring different rayas to each, to what is the proper approach we should take to this question. Rav Shimon says a raya that you chai because it's your mammon. Because if you're going to say, if you're going to say that's only the fact that you didn't watch it or did watch it, that is what counts if you'll be chayiv or not. What would be the halacha if somebody had an animal, he didn't watch it properly, and it did damage, and then he was mafka the animal? And then if we're going to say that it did damage when it was mine, and I was obligated to watch it, I'm chayif. But if it's not mine, the halacha is, in other words, to explain the quest better, he says the halacha is as follows. Let's say I owned an animal. I didn't watch it properly, and it went out. It was supposed to be locked into its cage. I didn't watch it properly, and it got out of its cage. And now, after it got out of its cage, I immediately mafker that animal. So right now, the animal is not mine. So now we have to understand. So the halacha, he says, is very clear that I will not be chayiv for the damage that that animal does. Why am I not chayiv for the damage that that animal does? Because when the animal did the damage, I didn't own the animal. So he says, if we'll say that the chiv emanates
from, if we'll say that the chiv emanates from the fact that I do or don't own the animal, it's very understandable. Right now, when this animal is doing damage, I don't own it. But if we're going to say that the chiv emanates because I did or didn't do the shmira I was supposed to do, here I didn't do the shmira I was supposed to do. And therefore the question should be, why? The question ought to be, why am I putter in such a situation? Another raya is that we learn later in our Masechta, when my animal, the Abba Avos HaNazikin, that we learned in our Mishnah, do damage, they are considered Niske Momin. Gemara later on Daf Dalar Mebeis. If a Shomer didn't properly watch something that was left in his care, it's called Niske Gufa. Now, if the chiv emanates from the lack of proper shmira, so what's the difference if it's niske gufoy or niske mamoinoy? Or we're going to learn other such nafgaminas in our masechta. It all ought to emanate from the fact that I wasn't shomer this properly. Another raya is from something that Tosfos here on Beis Amud Aleph quotes. Tosfos quotes a Mechilta in Parashas Mishpatim. The Mechilta asks, why does the Torah have to have separate psukim for somebody who dug a pit, Rishus HaRabim, or for somebody that uncovered a pit in Rishus HaRabim? The Mechilta asks, if our psiche chayiv, if there's already a pre-dug pit, and all you did was just take off the cover, you chayiv, our kriya like hoshkein, certainly you ought to be chayiv for digging that pit. Tosfos answers, the reason we have to have separate psukim, because there's a klal, ein onchim min adin. We can't obligate somebody just based on a kav chomer. So now let's understand. If we're going to say that there's this new din, that Momen HaMazik, something that I own, did damage, I'm held responsible. So Tosfos' explanation of that Mechilta is very understandable. Because neither of these cases is something that I really own. I don't own the pit, Rishus HaRabim. And therefore the Torah has to tell us, based on the concept that Tosfos tells us, of Ein Onshim Min Adin, that when you open a pit, it's considered yours, and when you dig a pit, it's considered yours, and because of Ein Onshim Min Adin, we can't learn one from the other. But if we're going to say that the Chiyuv for all Mazikim emanates from the obligation to be a Shomer, so what's the difference if I dug the pit, or what's the difference if I uncover the pit? In both of those situations, I now have the responsibility to watch that nobody should chas v'shalom fall into that pit. And I ought to be, therefore, chayiv equally in both cases. And the question that the Mechilta poses comes right back. Why do we need two separate psukim? Another raya. The Gemara, later in our Masechta, on Daf Mem Dalid Amud Beis, quotes about Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding an animal that did damage unintentionally. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Yechayiv, and Rabbi Shimon says Yepater. And the Gemara and the Mefarshim explain what is the basis of their Machlokes. Rabbi Shimon says that we compare the obligation of Niske Shor to the situation to when an animal killed a person. And just like if an animal killed a person, we only kill that animal if the animal did it intentionally, so too, an animal that was mazik, you're only chayiv if it did it b'kavonim. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, compares it to kaifer. The halacha is that if an animal killed a person, even unintentionally, the owner of that animal is chayv to pay kaifer. And he explains, Mishum, the opinion, chiyuv edishar mechiyuv edishar, v'lafuki kaifer de chiyuv edibalim he. We can't compare the obligation of kaifer, he says, because kaifer belongs to the owner's obligation, and this is the shah's obligation. I don't understand. Asked the Achrayim. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky asked this question. I don't understand. And when the animal does damage, does the animal write a check for the damage it does? It's always because of the owners. So why should I differentiate, asks Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, between kaifer, which the Gemara attributes to the owner, and in this case, shar, which the Gemara attributes to the animal. So he says that from here we see that kaifer, there's a special rule. That kaifer, the one is obligated because he didn't watch his animal. But all other, in this case, shar, don't emanate from my watching or not watching the animal. All other chiyuvim come from my mammon being mazik, and my mammon being mazik is equal in halacha to me being mazik. Rav Issa Zalman quotes the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Niskei Mammon says, "Kol nefesh chaya shebrishusoy shel adam sheizika habalim chayovim sherei memoinam hezek." So he says, the Rambam is quite clear that the obligation is memoinam hezek. So we just gave a number of rayas that the obligation for shor hamazik is because mammon memoinam hezek. In our next shir, Mitzvah Shem, we will begin a discussion explaining the other side of the question that suggests that the chiyuv is based on my lack of proper shmirah.